Milwaukee. Do you like it up there?
I like Milwaukee. I don't know, Mexico.
It'd be kind of cold for you up there, wouldn't it?
Well, you see, it was in the house all the time then.
I see.
The houses are built to keep
that's
you.
Right.
And you know, that's why I stay in the winter so good. But when summertime come, I had to go into them big old open doors and hall and get cool.
I see.
But I stayed up there 7 winters.
Did you ever travel by train very much? I guess you had good train here.
Yes, used to have a good train. I don't think it does much now.
Did you go to Wisconsin on the train? Did they drive?
I guess we were on the train, I guess.
Not many trains left anymore.
No. Train's about out of business.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear one now. There's a brickyard out here, and they haul brick. You can hear it go through mornings and sometimes in the middle of the night. You hear it roar. Yeah, we're not too far from the train.
Real changes in horses and buggies to trains.
Horses and buggies about coming out.
Cars. You used to drive a buggy yourself?
I could hitch up a horse as good as any man.
Good for you.
Get in my buggy and go where I want to.
Good for you.
I could hitch up a double team.
Would you explain how you used to do that?
Well, I don't know. They had the gear there, the harness, you know. I knew how to put it on them. I'd hitch them on.
If you had a double team on a wagon, what was the thing that came between the
tongue?
That's the tongue. But if you just had one horse on a buggy,
it shaves.
So it'd be the shafts. I see. How would you hook up the team so they pull together? How were they hooked up to the wagon?
Well, I don't know how to tell you, but they had straps and
they could pass it on. Do you remember anything called a single tree?
Well, a single tree is in a plow.
Oh, that's in the plow.
Well, it may be someone home. No, I don't think it was, but that is a plow.
I see.
It's the plow to the, yeah.
Remember how your father used to plow?
Plow?
Yes.
I tried it once. I told you I tried everything.
I see.
My brother was working in a big old field, level field, and we bought a new horse. And he was plowing it. And I got him some water out at the field. And I says, let me see how it plows. He says, help yourself. He just took his seat and had old rail fence, you know. He said, in the back of the corner. Well, I thought he was following me. I didn't know I was going by myself, you know. I got way to the other end, didn't have to turn around. But I got around and come back, was plowing corn about this high. I didn't plow stalk of it. I said, Pace, I thought you was following me. No, you want to plow, we'll let you plow. I told you I tried everything
about really it. How would they plow in the spring? Would they call that break the land?
When you pull your plant, you break it all up.
Break it up.
Now they take tractors and do it. Then we broke it up with a horse and mule.
You dig deep the furrow?
When you make your rows, you do.
I see.
You break it all up first, then you put it in rows.
Did they have something?
Make it up a bed like, you know.
I see. Did they have something that they break down the big clods?
Yes.
What would that be?
Anything right now, what they call it?
Would that be a disc or a harrow?
Harrow.
A harrow.
It harrow it for you. When you break it up and harrow it, that's it. And then you make it into rows.
Make the
ground loose and soft.